لوگوں کے سامنے اپنے رخسار نہ کھلا اور زمین پر اترا کر اکر کر نہ چل، بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ کسی تکبر کرنے والے فخر کرنے والے کو پسند نہیں فرماتے۔ حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام giving nasihat, advice and admonition to his son, he says, don't turn your face away from people. And don't be haughty. Don't turn your face away from people. When someone speaks to you, pay attention to it. It was the characteristic of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When someone spoke to him, then he would apply his full attention to that person. He will not act in a manner to make the person feel unwanted. Listen to him. He will listen to him full attention. You see, when someone speaks to you, you should not turn your face away from him. This now does not mean that whatever the person speaks, he speaks something which is not proper, in conflict with the Shariat, or hibat, lies, or speaking ill of people, then there's another ta'lim for that. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّهُ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, when they, the muttaqin, the people of taqwa, when they hear lahu, nonsense, futility, falsehood, then what they do, أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, they turn away from it. And they say, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, for us are our deeds and for you are your deeds. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, salam upon you, we do not follow the jahilin, the people of ignorance. It's not permissible to listen to ghibat. If someone speaks ill of another person, make ghibat, then there's one who speaks, one who scandals, gossips, and the one who is present there would listen to the gossip, they are equal in the sin. And he said to his son, don't strut around proudly on earth. And the Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, don't walk on earth strutting out, pushing out your chest and displaying pride. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِبَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا, that you cannot, with your proudful walks, you cannot split the earth, nor can you be as high as the mountains. You cannot reach the mountains with your pride. Allah Ta'ala does not love, in other words, Allah Ta'ala abhors, He hates a person of takabur. The first being to display his takabur was shaitan. When Allah Ta'ala ordered him to make sadda, and what say, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ, I am better than he. He's telling Allah Ta'ala, I am better than Adam. You created me from fire and you created him from sand, from dust. I cannot make sajda to him despite it being Allah Ta'ala's command, his creator's command. So he was the first being to display and to show pride in the Kabul. اور اپنی رفتار میں میانہ روی اختیار کریں. And when you walk, you be moderate. Don't walk too fast, nor be too slow. Be moderate in your walk. اور اپنی آواز کو پست کریں. When you speak, lower your voice. Lower your voice. Not so, don't speak in whispers again. Person does not understand what you are speaking. But speak in low tones. Why? Yeah. بے شک آوازوں میں سب سے بری آواز گدے کی ہے. کمس نے قرآن اللہ تعالیٰ سے the worst of sounds is the braying of an ass. The sound that the donkey makes, that is the worst. So the one who speaks loudly at the top of his voice, in other words, Allah تعالیٰ saying the Quran that he's like an ass, like a donkey. حضرت وہاب بن منبع رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کہتے ہیں کہ میں نے آپ کی حکمت کے 10,000 سے زائد ابواب پڑھے ہیں. حضرت وہاب بن منبع said that I have read more than 10,000 نصیحت of حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام. The various کتابس I have read so much, so many numerous advices he would give. یہ دنیا ایک گہرا سمندر ہے, He's telling his son, oh my son, this dunya is a deep ocean, deep, dangerous ocean. Jisme bahut se log gharq ho chuke, numerous people were drowned in this ocean of this dunya. They became entrapped in this dunya, the love of the dunya, and they were destroyed. Tujhe chahiye ke tu dunya ke is samandar mein apni kashti taqwa bana le. It is necessary that in this dunya, your boat, your ship, you must make it taqwa. Taqwa is fear for Allah Ta'ala. And with this fear of Allah Ta'ala, you will abstain from and be saved from all the traps of this dunya. If we have taqwa. Jiska barao iman ho. But in the condition is it that the load of the ship of yours must be iman. And taqwa without iman is not valid. Meaning of taqwa. Taqwa is literally means you fear, you abstain, stay away from things. Now there are many people of other religions, false religions, who also have taqwa. And some of them, the taqwa is very high, but it is devoid of any benefit for them in the akhirah. There's no, because they lack iman. You find this amongst the Hindus, these yogis and the sadhus, and their taqwa is very of a very high state. Yeah, they abstain from worldly love. They struggle against their nafs, but they have other motives in order to establish their ruh, their spiritual powers, over their physical bodies, over their nafs, over their bodies. They abstain and they deny the nafs its desires, and they develop these spiritual powers which are inherent in the ruh, but which became subdued and weak because of the physical body and of giving vent and fulfilling the desires of the nafs in an unbridled manner, so the ruh becomes weak. But they, with these spiritual exercises, they assert their spiritual, their ruhani strength to such a level that they can even project the ruh out of the bodies. It can be buried underground also and stay alive for a year or 2 years or so there, without food and anything, and that you will stay alive there. So that is the power which Allah Ta'ala has created in the ruh, but by being combined with this body and by us giving complete vent, fulfilling all the desires of the ruh, of the nafs, the haram desires of the nafs, we completely weaken the ruh. When the nafs, it is satisfied and gratified to such an extent that one does not observe whether it's halal or haram, mustabah, whatever it may be, then obviously the ruh becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. So he says that your boat, it should be taqwa, but accompanied with iman. The load which you are carrying in that boat, it must be iman. Jiska badan tawakkul Allah, and the sail of that boat, of that ship, sailing in the, it should be tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, trust in Allah Ta'ala. If there's trust on Allah Ta'ala in that ship, then the ship will sail properly. If the sail is correct, proper, and with tawakkul, then you will weather the storms of the nafs and of this dunya, and you will come out, you will emerge safely, you will reach your destination safely. Mumkin hai ke is surat mein tu usse bach jaye. Mumkin hai ke is surat mein tu usse bach jaye. Warna najat nahi ho sakti. Then it's possible that you will save yourself from the dangers of this dunya. Otherwise, if there is no possibility. In other words, if you do not adopt taqwa, if you do not taqwa correctly and tawakkul, then what will happen? You will not be able to save yourself. You will drown yourself in this dunya.